No Cop-Outs. A Miraculous Ladybug fanfic. Written by McKinlily. Read by Black Glass. Part 2 of the And Then There Was More series. Ladybug stood with her hip popped out, casually swinging her yo-yo. So, I have it on good authority that you copped out. Shaw raised an eyebrow.
On what?
Ladybug gave him a very flat look that said she wasn't buying it. You were supposed to tell Marinette how you feel.
Right. That.
He didn't want to lie to his lady, but he had rather hoped she wouldn't bring it up.
I did, he muttered,
trying hard not to sound sullen or mulish.
A chat noir, cried Ladybug.
The point was that Marinette cares about your civilian identity. You were supposed to tell her as him. Shaw shifted uncomfortably under Ladybug's gaze. He wished she'd just forget about it. Marinette didn't need to know he considered her one of his best friends. She was sweet and lovely, and that was enough. He cringed to think of her feeling obligated to hang out with him. Ladybug, however, was not satisfied.
Shaw?
Marinette's enough just the way she is. I don't need anything more.
But she wants to give you more. She told you that.
As Chat Noir,
shouted Shaw, frustrated and immediately ashamed of himself. He scuffed his toe along the roof. Anyone would want to help a superhero. Ladybug made a noise of disgust in the back of her throat.
If she's already your friend, then she already wants to help. Superhero or not. Just tell her.
Shaw sighed. Ladybug just couldn't let it go, could she?
It's not that easy.
How is it not that easy?
Shaw waved his hands around.
Just, it's Marinette.
Pretty, clever, incredibly popular Marinette. And Ladybug was probably just like her, so she had no idea how ridiculously intimidating that could be. Tell the one girl in school who was friends with everyone that she was one of his best friends? She'd probably just feel sorry for him. No, it was better to tell her as Shaw, keep his promise to his lady, and avoid embarrassment as Adrien. But that was ignoring the fact that Ladybug apparently dropped in for gossip time with Marinette, and Adrien was not jealous. Marinette's not mean. You already pointed out she likes to help people. And you're cool. Ladybug ticked off reasons on her fingers. What could possibly be holding you back? Shaw waved his hands in the air. Look, she hasn't always liked me, okay? She sits behind me in class, but my first day of school, she thought I stuck gum on her seat and then... Ladybug fell off the roof. Shaw darted toward the edge. But before he got there, her yo-yo flew up, wrapping around the chimney and catching her long before she hit the ground. He dropped on his stomach, reaching out for her, but Ladybug made no move to climb back up.
Adrien,
she said. He gulped. Ladybug's eyes became even wider.
Adrien?
Hi.
Shaw wasn't quite sure what happened next, but suddenly Ladybug was back on the roof. Her arms were around him, and she was crying.
Adrien, mon minou. Adrien.
Ladybug? Ladybug pulled back. Tears gathered in her eyes.
You stupid cat, she said.
He flushed, beyond confused, and absolutely shocked. When Ladybug reached up to cup his face in her hands.
You stupid, stupid cat, she cooed, stroking his cheeks. Of course she likes you. She's been in love with you since you gave her your umbrella.
Shaw blinked once, twice. And then finally, he figured it out.
Marinette?
The end. Thanks for listening.